This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Our Lord's miraculous healings extended to many different diseases and conditions. Some of the people who came to Jesus for healing were blind, possessed with demons, paralyzed, could not speak, and so on. Jesus always healed those who came, even if they had no faith in Him. Some did have faith, but the healing did not depend on the faith of the person who came for healing. Modern faith healers almost always blame their failures on a lack of faith and are deceiving people and destroying the faith of those who are not healed. There is no comparison between the healings of Jesus and His apostles, and those which are supposed to be performed today. It is my deep conviction that the so-called faith healers in modern times are frauds. On one occasion, Jesus visited the Apostle Peter's house. He saw Peter's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. We do not know the source and the nature of the fever, but it was apparently severe. Matthew 8:14. Luke's account of the same incident provides some additional insight into the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And Jesus arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Luke 4:38. Luke, a Greek physician, describes Peter's mother-in-law's sickness as being taken with a great fever. Matthew and Mark just say a fever. Is it possible that a physician would use somewhat different language from that of an ordinary person? William K. Hobart's book, Medical Language of Luke, argues that Luke's language is peculiar to his book because he was a physician. Hobart says the expression a great fever means a high fever. Charles Williams translates the expression, she was in the grip of a burning fever. All of this indicates that Peter's mother-in-law was very ill, perhaps even at the point of death. Those about her were very much concerned for her welfare. They were no doubt hoping and praying that Jesus would heal her. And Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left, and she arose and ministered unto them. Matthew 8:15. Will you please contrast our Lord's healing of Peter's mother-in-law with what supposedly occurs in so-called modern divine healing? Do you believe a modern faith healer would walk into a home, not knowing anything about the person's sickness, and touch her for a healing? In most cases, the healer has a screening committee which decides who will come for healing. A person with a missing eye, a severed arm or leg, will never be allowed into the healing line. If a person is severely crippled, he will be turned away. Healing services are very carefully controlled by those who work with the so-called healer. Can you imagine our Lord participating in such chicanery? The truth is, many modern healers know they have no miraculous power. But they also know how gullible many who come for healing are. The healers play on the emotions of the sick. Benny Hinn admitted on the Larry King Live show that many of his healings were probably psychosomatic. That is, the body is changed by the influence of the mind. But then he said, these are miracles too. How absolutely unbelievable. The healings of Jesus were genuine. They involved conditions which could not be remedied by changing the person's mind. Jesus healed conditions which required the miraculous intervention of God Almighty. There is simply no other explanation of them. When Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, there were no long prayers, no hocus-pocus. He simply touched her, and the fever left. His ability to heal and to perform other miracles proved him to be what he claimed to be, the Son of Almighty God. My friends, let us hope and pray that you believe in Him and you obey His gospel and receive remission of sins. Thank you, and may God bless you.